Rehude Dona Parshas Emor.
So Maisa, this week, maybe some of you know this Maisa, heard this Maisa. It was a new Maisa for me. The Maggid in Eretz Yisrael was called the Reuven Karelenstein. Reuven Karelenstein was nifta not so long ago, was nifta young. And it told that his father used to say over that he remembers as a child when the Maisa took place. What was the Maisa? He said there was a store in the shtetl, the town where his father lived. And somebody walked into the store one day and said, asked the shopkeeper whether he could borrow a large sum of money. He wanted to borrow 5,000 rubles from him. 5,000 rubles was a lot of money. And his sakakel had a posh at the shop. He had basic items for writing and other things in the shop. A few clothes they used to sell, but nothing much. Not a shop that was turning over these sort of sums of money. So he asked the shopkeeper whether he would lend him the money. He said, look, if you bring an Arif to Aravim, I don't know you, I've never seen you before. You bring to Aravim, and people I can rely on, then I'll be prepared to lend you the money. He went, he told the shopkeeper, and he said, look, I'm new to the town, you don't know me, and I also don't know people in the town. How can I walk around with to Aravim, get two people in this town over here, nobody knows me, and let them undertake that they're going to be Aravim for it? It's not shy. If I find you one Arif who's reliable, somebody you know, someday will you do it? He said, yeah, one Arif I'll do it. He went out of the shop and wrote on the paper, Malve Hashem Choynem Dal. The Rebbe Shleilim is the one who, when you give out money to a poor person, the Rebbe Shleilim is the one who takes the achrayas, he's the Arif. He came back into the store and he said, look, this is the Chavan Arif, the Rebbe Shleilim is an Arif, the shopkeeper didn't know what to do. The Rebbe Shleilim, the Arif, Mitzadecho, Tachtaf, Mekabal Zayin, take the Arevus of the Rebbeinu Shleilim, but the person says it's not the Rebbeinu Shleilim, it's Hatsheni, Echmez, Abyssal, Gelechta, every person could do this. So he went to his wife and spoke over with her, and she said, Vesos, as the Rebbeinu Shleilim Tachrayis, and a person comes and says, Mechgebe the Rebbeinu Shleilim, Dachman Gein Medem. 3 months later, which came that Zman HaPiroin, the person came into the shop, and we left the bag on the table, and the old Maisa, that the person, the Rebbeinu Shleilim, who had said he's going to take Achrayis, the Rebbeinu Shleilim, what the Numan Achrayis, the person went over there and asked if we can have a textile, and they said, I've run short of it. He said, she said, I've got one thing left in the store, it's high up over there, it's old material, you're not going to like it. When she went up to the ladder, he left the bag on the table, the person went out, and they went running afterwards to try and find where it had gone. They opened up the bag, and that was the 5,000 ruble that the Rebbeinu Shleilim had taken in Arevis. So I thought for them, in the Zman HaSvira, the Shloah says, if by Davo Gashmi, the Rebbeinu Shleilim gets off tochus, is Chavachoyim, but Davo Ruchni goes that way around. Shloah says, it says, Ozev Tazev Imoy, if a person needs help in Nyone Gashmis, and this, the tochus of the Rebbeinu Shleilim is Kolchkin and comes to Nyone Ruchnius, if a person helps another person, is Davo Avtochus. If Choynen Hashem, Malvel Adal, the person helps another person in Nyone Gashmis, is when it comes to Nyone Ruchnius, Befrat, in the Zman of the Sphira, which the Gemara says, Shle Nagu Kovid Zelo Ze, other Medrashim bring down the Nusach, not Shle Nagu Kovid Zelo Ze, Shle Hoilu Zelo Ze. Hoilu is the Lashon of Amelis. Adam Omel Batera, a person's Omel is Omel himself, but it's not Omel for other people. Shle Ilu Kovid Zelo Ze means that we came to the Zman HaSfira, they didn't help each other enough in order to further other people with their help in their learning. The Chofetz Chaim says it's no coincidence when it comes to Matan Torah that before Matan Torah, the Rebbeinu Shleilim was made a new concept called Arvus. Arvus was Mischadish before Matan Torah because in order for a person to get from the Rebbeinu Shleilim, a person wants the Rebbeinu Shleilim to help him, he has to go and help others. It's in the Lashon Tak of the Pasuk in Bechukos HaTeleichu Shetiyah Amelim Batera, the Maral says, why does it say Bechukos HaTeleichu, Lashon Halicha? If a person wants to get something, so he stays in a place, he doesn't have to go too far if he wants to sit and learn. But if a person wants to help others, you go along, is a mechoes ha-teleichum begate. As a frat in the mere sphere, if mal v'ashem chen ladal, if a person, Rebbeinu Shalom gebtzu an avtocha, in Yorik Ashmiz, kolshkin, when it comes to Yorik Ruchnes, a person always has to try. But limbed ha-teira, every person can help others, it's the best as chus for the mere sphere in order to come towards Kabbalah ha-teira. Alaf, as a person always has to help another person, but one of the zachen that is in Klal Yisrael is menogim menogim sheinim. It's nishkin stira, as I want something, and somebody else wants something else, and we both want to serve the Rebbeinu Shleinim, but it's the menogim. I have my minig, and somebody has a different minig. I have my nusach atfele, you're not zain nusach atfele. I have my avora, he has his avora. It's nishkin stira b'chalal. We don't want to serve any Rebbeinu Shleinim, but there's menogim. Today we'd like to discuss a bit the inyan of menogim, when a person goes into a pesamedrish, when a person goes into a different nusach atfele, how a person has to be misnaik. As a shtick like Domba, one of the tvilis, one of the nuschois that we say in davening is Avarachmim. Avarachmim, we say on Shabbos Kedish, before Musaf, which is Nitkan, because of the gzeris which we discuss in Tisha B'Av Barucha, Bizman, beginning when the Crusade started, when they made Grace Arigis, Grace Akihilis, were wiped out of Yiddish Hashem. At the time, they made the takana to say Avarachimim Yiskreim Arlekeinu L'Teivo M'sha'o Tzadik Ha'ilom to be Moir Arachimim, the Rebbeinu Shem should remember to us, remember the Zchus of these people, Hashem Nigin Kam Domom, the Rebbeinu Shem should fight for their Yiddish Hashem, they give up their lives L'man Hashem. The Rishonim, the Rambam, was after that Kufa, interestingly enough, the Rambam brings down usually these things. Avarachimim isn't mentioned in the Rambam, it's not mentioned in the Torah. Others Rishonim bring it down, and the Ramon Shulchan Aruch brings it down. The reason why we say it in Yemei HaSfira, even though usually you don't say it, the klal is when the Sitkoscho, you don't say Avarachimim. You don't say Avarachimim because it's a day where you wouldn't say Tachon in the week. You don't say Sitkoscho on Shabbos, then you don't say Avarachimim. Oba, Hayois, the whole Takana of Avarachimim was Nitkin because of what happened at the beginning of the Crusades, and the Tkufa we say in the Kinnis was in Yemei Iyah, therefore, because it was in this Tkufa where the whole Takana of Avarachimim was made, therefore, even if you have the usual Paturim not to say Avarachimim, but in Yemei HaSfira you still say the Avarachimim. Mishabura says, even if you've got three reasons, if you've got a Mila, and you've got some Mavocha Machoidesh, and if you've got a Chosin, Im Kalzeh, you still say Avarachimim. Even Rosh Chodesh and a Mila and you're right. Rosh Chodesh, Mila and the Chosin. Im Kalzeh, three sibbos to pata not to say Avarachimim. Im Kalzeh, you say it. This is it. Says Avner. Says some Mavocha Machoidesh. And it's Mavocha Machoidesh. It says pardon. On Rosh Chodesh in the Rosh Chodesh, you don't say I'm a Mavocha Machoidesh. Mavocha Machoidesh with Mila and the Chosin. Somebody came, the Strik of a Rebbe used to say over, and somebody came to Rebbe Zalman, and Rebbe Zalman was Rav in Slutsk. In one of the villages around where Rebbe Zalman lived, there was a smaller shtetl, and the Rav of the town asked Rebbe Zalman, a gewisse minig in Avarachimim, whether you should say it or you shouldn't say it. And turned around, now it's Yisrael and Moshe in some places when there's a Shabbos Eifufu, but if you saw Yaakov Fisher, they never used to say, Yidavin in Zecher Moshe, on the Chosin over there, you don't say Avarachimim, a bissel shvem, and tachnun, you say everything you do, so why shouldn't you say it? Give a certain menhagim, and when you do say Avarachimim, you don't say Avarachimim. So he went to Rebbe Zalman, this Rav, and he asked him about a minig, whether he should or shouldn't say it. So Rebbe Zalman said, I weiß nicht. I don't know what to say. Some people do say it, some people don't say it. I'm not going to be machriah. He came back to Rebbe Zalman after Shabbos, and he asked Rebbe Zalman, asked him, what happened over there? He did say, pardon? Sfaradim don't say Bechlal. Avarachim, every Shabbos you don't say? So Rabbi Zalman asked him after Shabbos, what happened? Did you did say, you didn't say? So Rabbi Zalman, he told Rabbi Zalman, Matzuch Kishlok didn't Rabbi Zalman, Yenek Zom Zol Yo, Yenek Zom Zol Nish Zogin, Matzuch Kishlok. So Rabbi Zalman said, oh, this is the minik. The minik is, it comes to Shail of Avarachim, as Rabbi Zalman gave him a Shlok Tzuch. Yenek Zog Tazoy, Yenek Zog Tazoy. Gewisse Sachen, when it comes to Shaila, there's menhagim, I have to do it. Gewisse Sachen, there's no clear menhagim. I have a shvoger who's Zayda, who's the son of the first entrepreneur of. When he went, he had 17 children. The youngest son of the Rav, an entrepreneur, he went to learn in Radin by the Chofetz Chaim. learned in Radma Chofetz Chaim, and being the Ungarish and the Yekshi together, he used to wear a talis. His minigur from home was to wear a talis. He came to the Shiva of Chofetz Chaim, and he was the only bacher wearing a talis over there. He looked around in davening, there was nobody else with a talis. So he went to the Chofetz Chaim, and didn't know what to do. I should wear a talis, I shouldn't wear a talis. I've got altitosh, I've got a little skirt to do, people know, what should you do? Chofetz Chaim asked Chofetz Chaim, Chofetz Chaim said, told him a very interesting thing. Chofetz Chaim said, it doesn't pass bechlal leis to do. Leis to do only passes al atzad as there's a machlokes. One person says you should do something, another person says you shouldn't do something, and each person holds stark on what they're doing. So if you're going to be machriya against the anhoga of the kehila, you're going to make a machlokes. Kegoin, it comes to chol hamoed. Some people hold that halach you should be wearing tefillin on chol hamoed. Some people hold you shouldn't be wearing tefillin on chol hamoed. If you go and put tefillin on the place where the minhag is not to wear, it's a problem. Of leis to do the machlokes or say the shtei toyos. To wear a talis, nobody has a kippah as a bacher shouldn't wear a talis. Some people have that, they only start wearing the talis at a later tkufa. You can't come along and say, that person at the kippah is matonish gave us a talis, but it's till the chasnas. I told him, Chofetz Chaim, it doesn't pass b'chlal leisa skoy to do over them. You want to wear a talis, and yet it doesn't pass at the leisa skoy to do. Agavucha, somebody told me, as there was a minion over here in town, Cholomoyed, in the Besmedrish, that usually they don't wear, they usually do put on tefillin in Cholomoyed, and the Baal Torah went to Lane on Chol HaMoed, now this past Pesach, and went up to Lane on Tefillin without him. And they removed him from the beam. They said, once in the Platz, the minig is as Megate mit Tefillin. And if you came with Tefillin, it was a. Pardon?
First day
Chol HaMoed. Only first day Chol HaMoed when you keep it on for them, yeah. No, that person didn't wear Bechlal, this Tefillin over here. But first day Chol HaMoed, you keep it on for the Kriya. Said, Dol gave him a Tefillin Chol HaMoed, and therefore you're going different to the Tzibah. And you're going to quote the Ramosha, as I stated in Ramosha Feinstein, as you're only allowed to daven far on, but if you keep on going to the menhagim of the place.
You have a minion during the week, and you need a Balkaris, it comes along your leg, doesn't
wait for it, this person quoted, the way I heard the story over was that that's a stated in Ramosha. I looked at Ramosha. Ramosha's talking about even more than that. Ramosha's talking about a particular case, and Ramosha says that when you come to menhagim of Leis Eskodidu, you got two sorts of, you got places where they don't, you got places where they do put on tefillin, you got places where some people do, some people don't. Says Rav Moshe Amol, it used to be that the minhag was one place, basically in Deutschland, where a person wore tefillin, so everybody in that besmedrish wore tefillin. He says nowadays that even if you have a besmedrish, that all the people wear dafka tefillin, oh, you got the locals, it's a different world nowadays, the locals come into the besmedrish because it's convenient, and they don't wear the tefillin. Says Rav Moshe, it doesn't pass unless it's going to do when everybody appreciates that there's different kehilas, and every person, there's a mixture, even if you have a particular minyan of a gevissa nusach, where other people come into that besmedrish. Says Rav Moshe, if you have a besmedrish, it's mamish makbid, and everybody goes that way, then it's pasandik, it's matim, it's befitting that the chazan should go the way the kehilah fears. You know, the kehilah wears the tefillin, he should also wear the tefillin. I'm not talking about a besmedrish in Manchester, which even if the besmedrish is set up that you're allowed to wear tefillin, a lot of people wear tefillin, when you've got 40-50% of the besmedrish don't wear tefillin, Avadah's nishtokin kpeh the bechlal, that the balkari needs to go with the tefillin, and akaponim, if he does go with the tefillin, even if you want the balkari to go with tefillin, no, but like you say, if you've got to pay the balkari and his mitzad the minyan, and that's their balkari is one thing, but if any person is allowed to go and daven and be the balkari over there, Avadah's no kpeh there, there should be dafka with his tefillin. Svadim don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed b'chlal. B'skarov had an interesting thing about him with tefillin over there. B'skarov was bar mitzvah. In Brisk, they also don't wear tefillin. Different minhagim, some people don't, some people do, some people make two brochas. Rav Shach's minhag was they only made the brocha on the one brocha on tefillin sheyad, and on Chol HaMoed that part of both of them. B'skarov, when he was bar mitzvah, was on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, so Reb Chaim, his father, said their meaning was that you don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Or he said, Gvon bar mitzvah, for the Esh Demol, not to wear tefillin on the day of your bar mitzvah, says a one off you put on the tefillin on Chol HaMoed, even though usually the meaning was not to buy them, but you put it on. Each person has their meaning.
With the
bracha, I don't know. Weisnicht? Skrov held, also an interesting shit, Skrov held that the ikka of tefillin is that you don't, that the amount of time you wear the tefillin, it doesn't matter if it's not done on a daily basis. The big machlok is whether tefillin has to be worn every single day. Certain mitzvahs are zecher divided into days. Davening you have to do once a day. Mila kunt adu yishenim, if you don't do it every day, you even aver every day. Tefillin, is it a daily mitzvah, is it not a daily mitzvah? Rabbi Yehuda writes, when he makes the end of the cheshbon of all the mitzvahs, a person has to be mekayim, he says, if a person is mevatel tefillin, He'll be Mavatel 365 mitzvahs a year. So see, even though Shabbos and certain times you don't wear it, but see, from Rabbeinu Yonah, it divides itself into day. The Scrov was of the opinion that it doesn't divide itself with days. So if you said if you want to wear it on Chol HaMoed, but you want the extra time of wearing your tefillin, you wear it after Chol HaMoed, you make up for the lost time of not wearing it on Chol HaMoed. But others are not like that. It's a mitzvah, it's a daily mitzvah, and therefore you must wear it every day. Tachnun, so Shad is like this. You daven in the Bais Medrash where, l'moshel, they don't say Tachnun by Mincha. Tachnun by Mincha, Medina de Shulchan Aruch, you say Tachnun always every day by Mincha. Medina de Shulchan Aruch, and Mishabura says that if you're running late, and after Shkia already, says Mishabura, Imkalzeh, you still say Tachnun. Because the man it's not Nacht, you still say Tachnun. Like upon him, after the Shkia a bit, Mishabura allows you still to say Tachnun. However, in Yerushalayim, started off in Yerushalayim, was a shtaka minik, that after Shkia you don't say any more Tachnun, and that's a respect to other places in Yisrael, and over here also, a lot of places, they don't. Machzik and Ashi don't say. After Shkia you don't say.
Oh. Start down
before Shkia then. Pardon? Even if you start, even if you reach Tachnun after Shkia, you're allowed to say. Phil, it calls him out, it's not Nacht, you're allowed to say. Yossi says, if you say it by night, it's just a good Zach Bechelal to say Tachnun at night. Because of that, when it used to often come after Nacht, therefore they made it that even with Mana Shkia, not to say. Slichas Banai, you do say Tachnun if it's before Alois, but that's before Alois, it is a Zman to say. Laila is not a Zman. When it comes to Zman of Slichas, which is after Chatzos, then you're already allowed to say it. And there are places where they don't say always by Mincha. The Munkat writes in a few places, he doesn't know where this minhag came from. Bechlan not to say by Mincha, it's not Budan La Locha. He says, he doesn't know where it comes from. He says, I imagine the reason is because a Yos, sometimes, Nimshach, Tachashkia, therefore they were nervous and therefore they stopped always at Mincha as a Gzera, sort of, not to go after Shkia. Other people say the reason, Munkat says, perhaps the reason is also because it says in Arizal that a person says Tachnun without Kavana, in Mincha time is worse off because it's a Zman of Dinim, says Arizal. Says the Munkat Efsha from that, that's the reason why it came. Yes, it came to Zman of Mincha, we say Tachnun without Kavana is worse off. Maybe for that was the Sibba that they stopped saying Mincha in Gewisse Kreisen. Pardon? The Yotzeit, even in the Shverezach, we'll avoid the Yotzeit. There's no Mokoi, no. And Alocha, there's no Mokoi for Yotzeit. But the Chassidim don't say by Yotzeit, but that's Zichon Obudam. But the Munkatcher writes that he got by Mincha, that even though the Minig was by Mincha, he didn't say it, writes the Munkatcher that the Mokoi is not a Klor Mokoi, but he says that Efsha became because you'd go after the Zman of Mincha, or Peter Arizal, that's where the Kveda came. So a few weeks ago, a few months ago, by now, Adam de Mincha and Geh B'Smedesh over here, where Geh B'Smedesh and Minig is, that they don't say. Geh is something they don't say, Tachnun B'Mincha. This used to be in the winter over here, 3 o'clock was the minion for Mincha and Geh. And one day, though Geh is over there, it's kind of minion full of Ashkenazim. Ashkenaz minion, all people who usually come along and say Tachnun B'Mincha. The Chazan Davin for Omet, Davin de Sechzvad, and they came to Tachnun. And he can't understand the machlekes. Muzok diot tachnun, muzok nish tachnun. Yena shayt. Menigam bokim. Muzok mirishkin tachnun. So don't tachnun. Another person. What's menigam bokim? Why is menigam bokim machayt? These things are can't say maizim macholiyim, but things they keep on reoccurring. You go to a place as a gewisse minig, and when they're there, the people, the founders of the minyan, or either the founders or the people who daven on a regular basis in that Bismedish are there, so rather you know according to their minik. But what happens if they're not there in the Bismedish? Is there a machayev to go according to their minik, or is there no machayev to go according to their minik? Pardon? The second shayla, if there would have been enough, God, there happens to be quite a few of them Nusach Svad people. So in any case, Dam Nusach Svad. But if it would be a full Nusach Ashkenaz, as often happens, you have a simcha in the Bismedish, you have a hall in the Bismedish, and after Shabbos morning Sheva Brochas, they want to make it early Mincha. And you're either the ulam, the hall, is in the Nusach Svad B'Smedesh, and you're on Ashkenaz Mishpocha, or the other way around, it's Ashkenaz B'Smedesh, and you're Svad Mishpocha. And you want to make a minyan B'Smedesh, and nobody daven there. Are you allowed to daven in that B'Smedesh without keeping to the Minhogim of the B'Smedesh? Or, as in a lot of the Midrashim, but the Chassidim, there's a sign for the Omer, you're only allowed to daven with the Gatel. And daven with the Gatel, some places only if you went to Mikveh that day. So what happens if you daven in the Bais Medrash and they're not there? If they're there in the Bais Medrash, so state Besides, there's two fronts, 2 points. Point number one is that there's a gevissa takana misadab smedish. A takana misadab smedish, are you, is the person mushchuyev to keep to the monogam of the besmedish, if they're not there? And number two, whether it's the richtig gezach, besides for the chiyev, because you're in their place, whether you have to be misnaik, like the monogam, but besides that, is it als minigam mokim itself a machayev to be misnaik according to the monogam of the place? If a person is davening in a place with all daven, with a gartel and moshel. So gartel is the chamachik sheshenim, whether this is Shabbos and things, whether or not a person should or shouldn't wear an extra baguette for tefillah. The main reason that those who do wear a gartel for davening isn't the stinkest in order to be machalik between the top and the bottom, that's not the reason why we wear our gartel. The person has a belt and has something in between, then that's good enough. The reason why you wear a gartel for davening is because the extra malbush for tefillah, like a person puts on a hat and like a person puts on a jacket, in the Gemara's mashma that they used to either undo or tie a belt when it came to davening. It's mashma that chagura was a way of being mechabed the tefillah. Therefore, if a besmedrash has a minig, that the way you mechabed the besmedrash is by putting on, the people in the besmedrash, their extra levush for tefillah is by putting on a gatel, so if you daven in that besmedrash, it's befitting for the chazan to wear what's accepted as an extra levush for davening. But I'm davening in a place and they're not there. Is that mechavim or is it not mechami? Or could go in Tachnun on Yom Shishi. Friday morning, we always say, most of Gladys shall do say Tachnun on Friday morning. In Davin is Satma Friday morning, there's no Tachnun. And others say it's already comes from in Italy for hundreds of years, that was the minig over there. The Italian minig was that Mazak Nishkan Tachnun on Yom Shishi. Reb Aaron was in a place, and was once in Eretz Yisrael by his father-in-law. Reb Aaron Kotler was there by his father-in-law, Reb Zalman, and there was a minion in his house over there. And the chazan davened for Omer Friday morning, and he didn't say tachnun. Reb Aaron asked him, "Noch davening? How you talking Friday? If you stay lalach, you don't do it." So he told him, "Munkat shechosid, zidichov. Zidichov zalt meshkin tachnun on Friday." Reb Aaron pulled a face and said, "Chvesi, zalt mesh tachnun." So somebody there in the Besmedesh of Amchochum, he said, it's a kasha from the Prima Godim. Truth is, it's not a Prima Godim, it's not that Avodram asks the kasha. And Avodram poses as a question, he says, he doesn't understand. On every Yom Tov, you don't say Tachnun. So why, Mashno Shabbos, you do say Tachnun? Says Avodram, very interesting, too, to return his first terrors, like Avodram is, that Demis is the same as on every Yom Tov, you shouldn't say Tachnun, so too on every Shabbos, you also shouldn't say Tachnun. But if you're not going to say Tachnun every Erev Shabbos, you make a cheshbon of how many days in the year, comes out Friday, it's too much of a one day of a week not to land up without Tachnun. And Shabbos don't land up saying Tachnun. And on Yom Tov, and on Rosh Chodesh, too many days without Tachnun. Therefore, they kept it only to Erev Yom Tov, not to Erev Shabbos. It's his first Teretz. The second Teretz says, Avodram, that you say only on the day where you say Halal, you don't say Tachnun. So the Reb Aaron was over there, and Reb Aaron asked us, well, I don't know why you shouldn't be saying Tachnun. So somebody was there, he said, it's a kasha from the Prima Godim. So Reb Aaron, what's the kasha of Prima Godim? He says, the Prima Godim asks, he doesn't understand, why is it different that there's a chosn who's getting married that day, even by Shachris you don't say Tachnun. Why not? Because it's a yom of the chasna. So he says, if a person, we all do Tehisa Shabbos. Says the Prima Godim, this Shabbos means you makabel Shabbos earlier. So the same way as you don't say when there's a chosn around because it's Yom Chasunosai, for us on Friday it's our day of Shabbos, makabel Shabbos earlier. That's the Prima Godim Zakasha. So Tam Chochem said to Reb Aaron, I said, no, al chalapoch, Prima Godim Zakasha. So Reb Aaron says, I don't understand. But I don't understand the Kasha Bechlal. He says, it's cholik, you say it. He says, when you say it, pardon? But according to the tzad, you don't. Prima Godim says, you don't. What's the difference to a chosn over there? Man says he doesn't understand the tzushta b'chalav. He says when Tosha Shabbos, when you make Shabbos earlier, you're bringing the night earlier. Shabbos is a night. You can bring the night in earlier. Yeah. So in the morning, Achomish Shachris with tomorrow, I bring Shabbos a bit earlier, but the day is a day of Friday, and gradually you bring Shabbos in a bit earlier, and maybe I've got a dinim of Shabbos. You can't say Friday morning is already partly Shabbos because I'm bringing Shabbos in. Achosim b'yim chasunosai, that is the day of his chasna, so right in the morning is part of the chasna.
The man said, the
chasna
is the only
yes, yes. Some people don't say Apelib HaShachris, and some people already, and if it's the mincha before, which is in the same place, and the zikha don't say, Agam is ready before the Zman HaMincha. So Rabban said, I don't understand the kasha of the Prima Gadim because of it. Interesting enough is that the Prima Gadim himself, at the end of the siman of the Lechus Tachanun, gives that answer. When he asks the kasha at the beginning of Lechus Tachanun, he says he doesn't understand why Friday morning you say Tachanun, why is it the Chosam Bim Chashanose? And later on, the Prima Gadim says the answer, the reason why Rabban didn't understand the kasha. Pesach Shabbos is you start that night earlier, Mashen came, Yom Kippur is the day of the Chasna. This week over here, one of the minyanim in town over here, there was a chosn, not chosn, there was a suffolk bris. Somebody had a bris which was delayed, postponed already by quite a few weeks, and they were waiting for a blood test for the result to come on that day, on Yom Sheni, the day of Bahab. And there was a shayin in the besmeidosh, you do say tachanun, you don't say tachanun. The suffolk bris, a yom a bris, you don't say beforehand. Before the bris, you don't say bechlal, and after the bris, then the Aviyah ben doesn't say because it's still a yom tov for him, Mashenkin, the other people do say. If this, after the bris, to get to the place, the suddish and abisla shayla. But before the bris, when you're going to have a suffolk bris, you do say tachanun, you don't say tachanun. So, it's interesting, it's not clear zachar halacha. The Bilashiv used to say that Kozman, you haven't got a chlor up tool for Tachanun. Kozman, you don't know for sure that Yom Abris is Blackman with the Svor Chitzoyna, the Machayev of Yesen Tachanun. Those who asked Abraham Kinevsky said it's a Sophic is Lohokil. Sophic Tachanun go Lohokil, it's not a Chiv Adaraisa. It's a Sophic. A Sophic Yom Abris is also an afterpata. A Sophic of a Yom Abris is Nishkin Chlor Zach, whether you do say or you don't say. Abakapodim, Tachanun on a Friday morning. Tachanun Friday morning. Which in Satmar and Zidichav, in these places, you don't say it. And you daven in the Satmar B'Sa Medrash on a Friday morning, and there's no Satmar Chassidim over there, only Ashkenaz people daven in there, or Sfad, the their meaning is to say Tachanun. The same thing, you do say Tachanun, you don't say Tachanun. Rav Shneibach needs to say Tachanun Friday morning?
No.
The whole minion never said, or himself never used to say it? His minion never said?
That's right.
Interesting.
No, Friday morning.
Really? Did you say? Interesting. Friday morning, his million never said. You go to Bais Medrash, where that's the official minig. You do land up saying, you don't land up saying.
That was only his minig.
Yeah, interesting. Some of where his minig. It's not an accepted minig in Klal Yisrael. But Etzem, there's a few killers that have that minig that way around. But the vision is where. Interesting. In the Ramaz Bais Medrash in Krukah, there's also in the Satmar Rebbe, when he went once land that was in Krukah in the Bais Medrash over there, he davened Nusach Ashkenaz. Hagam as his Nusach was always Nusach Svad, but he says Asri the Ma, Krukah is the Bais Medrash of the Ramah, Klal Yisrael, but there Klal go with that Menhagim of the Ramah, but Chol HaPochus, in his Bais Medrash, he davened Nusach Ashkenaz. A few years ago, it was a very sad story, quite a famous story, as the Bacha went, I think it was on a Ben Zmanim trip, but he went to the Ramah's Bais Medrash, and he said, Ich weiß doch, es hier, the Ramah was the Schaschinas, but I'm doing, as every the minig of my man Eltern, and mein Zedis, who daven the Schaschvat, and when he left the place, it wasn't long afterwards, Eleinu, a car went past, knocked into the door, where he was going into the car, and his 2 feet had to be amputated. Minig in Klal Yisrael, the Ramah, these aren't things that a person plays around with. A person has to be noyig with the Kedusha of the Mokim, the Anhog of the Mokim. And listen, yeah, it's happening in the place of the Ramah. It could be that the Ramah is not around anymore. And the Minig HaMokim may not automatically go right to this. In the Chel Kisyaki, which is actually from Krukah, that somebody wrote him from before the war, he says the Chassidim and the town over there had quite a stronghold in Krukah over there. And they came to took over Bais HaMedrash. That they weren't, the normal Mespalelim had already died out, dwindled away, and they were davening Nusach Svad in that Bais HaMedrash. And the Shaila was a double Shaila that they asked the Chalkis Yaakov. Shaila number one was that the Miyastim of the Mokim shall direct the place to daven Nusach Ashkenaz. Are you allowed to move across the Nusach Svad? Have you got the right to move across the Nusach Svad? And number two, even if there's no Kepeda Mitzad, the Miyastim, it's the Mokim to daven over here. Is it a Richtig Anhoga if there are still some Nusach Svad people davening there to daven, to change it, Nusach Ashkenaz people davening there to move across to Nusach Svad? And Chel Kisyaakov wrote back to them, he said that those people who are Miyastim, the Bais HaMedrash, haven't got a Zchus anymore years later to keep that the Minik should be that way around. He said the Ikke Zach of the Miyastim is that there should be Anhoga in the Bais HaMedrash, that the Bais HaMedrash should work and the Bais HaMedrash should run. He said, if you've come across now Chassidim the Bais HaMedrash and it's going to work better The ruach is going to be better, the tefillah is going to be better. We're davening nusach svad over there, there's no zechus of the miyastin to keep it out. That's the way you should do it. However, says the Chalkis Yaakov, ayoyis, there's still some Ashkenaz people left there in the Besmedrash. The people who are davening nusach Ashkenaz in the minyan over there, they're the ones that are retaining the old minig, and therefore they've got the zechus to keep the nusach Ashkenaz going. But as the miyastin or the mokim, says the Chalkis Yaakov, that doesn't automatically give a zechus, even though you passed it. In Novash, you go in Eretz Yisrael, you go in Belzim Smedrish in Eretz Yisrael. Belzim Smedrish, a big sign, you walk inside over there, it says, Aliso, Lekato, Halach Benimusa. In Novash and Rishalmi, you go inside a town, be misnaik, like it's Minhogim. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, that Ramavinu went to Shomayim, Meshabenu went to Shomayim, Meshabenu was Leochav Leshasa for 40 days. Why didn't he eat? So the boss of them, why didn't he eat? Abu Chazal says the reason why he never ate was because that's the anhoga over there, and therefore really you have to keep the same as the menhagim of the place. When the Malachim came to Avram, says the Gemara, they did eat. I Malach doesn't eat. Or when you go to a person, you have to go according to his anhogas. In Belzbus Medrash, there's a big, and every shtibel over there in Eretz Yisrael, you come, Alisa, Lakata, you should go according to it, it's in the Muslim, according to its anhogas. There, the makbit, you should wear a jacket. When you learn, you should wear a jacket over there. What happens if you go into the Besmedrash at night? There's none of the Belzach Chassidim over there. Have you done something wrong by not keeping over here? They set up a minik. Zuchus Momenus, this is only, a person can only enforce Anhoga and say that I take something away from him. If I go into the Besmedrash and he says I'm not allowed to reach the Saregel, I'm not allowed to go into the Besmedrash Bechlal, Al Atzad, as I don't keep to Gvis Anoga, so then perhaps Drisa Saregel, the Rashbam says in Babasar, it could be a bit of a Gneva. I've done something wrong, I've taken something from you. But if you come and say, I go into the Smedrish, but I'm not allowed to learn a particular thing, maybe you can, it's nice and be menschlich for me to pay for you, but I haven't done a Choshe Mishpatan, I haven't taken something away from you. If you say, I come into the Smedrish, I can do everything, but I'm not allowed to daven, Nusach Ashkenaz, my quiet Shemanesra in the Smedrish. You got no Zchus, it's not a Mormonistic Zchus. The Bailis, Mormonistic Zchus is to enforce something that I'm not allowed to take away something from the owner. By going into the Smedrish and not keeping to the Anogas, that's what Chalkis Yaakov is right, I'm not taking away anything from him. And even if the Miyasad wanted something, but I'm allowed to change it, he can't enforce it. However, is it right, mitzad a minig, when you go into a mokim, not to keep to the minig a mokim, and atzadas are not there? Is it right, number one, tachnun Friday morning when you go to Satma? Is it right if you have ge'er mincha, they're not there? Is it right if you're in Besmedrish where they say you to daven for Umbud with a gatel to go without it? All these things, is it a zach which is a pealocha, a minig, machayef to do it, alatzadas, they're not there? Or is it something that, very nice, when it's their minion, they can enforce it, but alatzadas, it's not their minion, they can't enforce it?
Minig Yisrael, dini, he does not apply. That's a psiyof samakar.
A minig Yisrael for each person to keep to his minig.
Right.
Each person keeps his minig. But why can't
where they are in Hogim, what's the right?
So I'm not allowed to do. So I've got no laces. I can't come along and do different to what the place is over there. That's a problem. But it's good. I come in Nusach Ashkenazi and I daven in Nusach Svad. Then I can't daven loud certain parts. It comes a mashal kedusha. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes kedusha. You should say all the same as the place, the minigam bochim. It comes to Kedusha, says Moshe, very interesting story. He says, Kedusha, you need the minion for Kedusha. Al Atzadas, I'm not doing the same as what they're doing, yet I don't belong to the minion and I haven't got a Kedusha basar. Says Moshe, says others, that when it comes to Kedusha, if you're in a Nusach Ashkenaz place, you're in Nusach Ashkenaz. But they say Naritzach, you say Naritzach, or Nusach Svadi, it comes into Ashkenaz minion, you should say Nekadosh. I said, Moshe, Mechsisrach and others.
But not
for Kedusha, he doesn't like Kedusha. Moshe says, Kedusha, you should zecha say the same as that minion over there. Other Zachen is already machlokes how you should do it. Rabbi Yashiv was of the opinion that you daven in the minion nowadays, you daven in Nusach Ashkenaz comes into a Svad. If I daven in the morning at Machzik Hadas and I say Mizmoshe before Hoidu and the other Shinuim they do over there, says Rabbi Yashiv, everybody knows nowadays that there's different minhagim. Everybody knows Klal Yisrael isn't as if Amal, where each person was in their place and they had their minion. Every person knows there's different minhagim, and therefore there's no problem to come along and do it different, as long as it doesn't disturb, as long as it doesn't be machlekes. But it's accepted nowadays. Every person should do the nusach that they did in their tefillah. Comes to tachanun, the same thing over here. They do say tachanun, they don't say tachanun. All these things is everybody knows this two minyanim, so I have to do the way you do it. However, Rav Moshe and others write, it comes to Tachanun, you should do the way Rav Shem Zalman, you should do the way the Besmedrash does. You don't have to come along and say Tachanun, you can bang and not say Tachanun, but it should look like you're standing suit to the minyan. Two approaches of how all the different Neschos Atzvila, how you should be misnai. Rav Yashiv, each person can do it the way they want it, and according to Rav Shem Zalman, a person should try and shtel su gewisse amount to the minyan. Havara, everybody keeps to their own Havara. Also, it's also Etzem, Azach, which may even be Ma'akiv in gewisse places, the person's pronunciation. However, Lo Shamanu, the Nusach Ashkenaz and the Nusach Svat person, when they come into the Minyan, that they change their pronunciation to fit in with the surrounding, with the Smedrish. Why? Because everybody understands that's his Havara, and that's his Havara. Every person's allowed to do, keep to the Havara, the one that he's used to. It comes to Kaddish, says the Abraham Kinevsky, that also, that's already accepted, that if you're a person who uses V'yatzmach B'konei, and you're down in the Nusach Ashkenaz place, they don't say, you still say V'yatzmach B'konei, says the Abraham. And the other way around also, if you're a Nusach Ashkenazid, and you're down in the Nusach Sabbath Medrash, you don't have to come along and say V'yatzmach B'konei. For us, but it's already accepted, the other Fashtet is the Kaddish is a Zach that. Oh, Kaddish Yosem. Yeah, no. Avada, when you're done for Omid. No. Sorry. I wasn't clear enough. Avada. You're done for Omid, you have to do according to the Nusach of the Bismedrish. No, not Avada. So, it's a Kaddish Yosem, but really, that's the Nusach of the Bismedrish. And your Tushdel Tzu said to Rabchaim, you're right. Somebody asked him, whether I should say the Kaddish. We said, really, I'm davening in the Bismedrish over here. Why should I say V'yatzmach B'konei? And I'm davening in the Nusach Ashkenaz Bismedrish. Why should I say V'yatzmach B'konei? So Zabchaim, it's accepted already. It's accepted. Everybody understands that the Nusach Kaddish Yosem, you say according to your Nusach. It should be a lot it's going to do. You've come to their place. Their Nusach is not to say V'yatzmach B'konei. Why should you say it? Imkol Zeh, it's accepted to do it that way.
I advised all my grandfather specifically in Alter to say V'yatzmach.
What, in his Kaddish Yosem?
Yeah.
Accepted meaning normal is that even though Nusach Svad comes to a non-Nusach Svad minion or a non-Nusach Svad thing, continues to say his Kaddish. Why? Because we understand that there are different menhagim and each person is allowed to keep to his minig. I should be a problem of Leis Eskoy to do. Leis Eskoy to do is when you do a minig that is going to be Ma'ira a Machalekis. But something that people already know at the beginning that there's different menhagim, then by keeping to your minig, you haven't done a Machalekis. When you come to a place, to go back over here, when you go to a Nusach Svad, so you daven over here, there's nobody there, and I want to daven Nusach Ashkenaz. I want to daven Nusach Ashkenaz in a place where there's Sfad, there's a Medrash, there's no Sfad people over there. Are you allowed to do it? You're not allowed to do it. So when it came to that time of davening over there, and there was this Shaila whether you should say it or shouldn't say it over here, I don't know what to say. I looked into it afterwards over there. It's very interesting. All those that talk about it are of the opinion of Rav Ephraim has a tshuva about it, Rav Chaim Kinevsky in the Sefer Nekiyas Tefillah and others, that there's no mechayev for a person to daven in the nusach of the Besmedrash if the Mespalele HaBesmedrash aren't there at the time. The chiyev to shtel tzu to minig amokim is only, look, minig amokim doesn't mean you've come into these four walls and now this is the minig of the place. And any person who steps into this place has to act accordingly. There's no such thing. Minig amokim can be mechayev. You've come to a place, and I'm davening in the minyan where the minyan have this anhoga. I've now joined this minyan. I should act accordingly. I shouldn't be the outcast, the one who's different to the minyan, and I should still sue to what the minig amokim is. But moving into a place where nobody there from that minyan. It's just in that besmedrish. It's sat in the besmedrish on Friday morning. They don't say tachanun. It's a ger besmedrish, and there's nobody there. It's a nusach. It's a svad besmedrish. I want to daven ashkenaz svad. They're all of the opinion that there's bechlal no mechayev, no mekoy lalocha to say minig amokim. Minig amokim was when you're part of the minyan to shtel tzu. Maybe in a different time we'll discuss the other menogim. When a person goes to a place, he has to adjust his menogim according to it. Yisrael, Yiru, Enenu, how to daven the brachos. So that's take halachim to get through. The person goes to a place. To shtel tzu to the minig amokim is only called zaman. There's a minyan over there that are davening with that nusach. But there's no minyan davening that nusach, there's no mechayev.
Even if the people there are not davening with you?
If the people over there are not davening with you, I don't know. The people are there davening with you, maybe you've done. Pashtus is, yeah, it's only called zaman, it's been their minyan. Maybe you've made a machlokes, you made them upset. Maybe it's not fair to do it in front of them. Maybe the reason of machlokes is even not when it's one minyan over there. To go in front of them, in their place, not to be misnagged like that. Talking about, I'll also gerecht, I'll be minigam mokim when they're not there. Is it machayev for me to do it? No, machayev, minigam mokim is when the minion's there to daven that way around. There's no. There's a note with a takona. The person who asks Reb Chaim with us is a takona there in front of the Smedish. This is the Minig HaMokim. Minig HaMokim is Mechayev that you only daven with a gartel. Minig HaMokim is that we do this over here. There's no Mechayev. A Chayev needs to become something that is endorsed. A Pi'alocha that has a Toikif. Tokyof is either choshen mishpat, but I'm taking something, I'm not taking anything over here. A minig is a minig amokim. Minig amokim is when everybody's doing give us a minig, should do it like me. But I'm a nusach Ashkenazid, and I've got an ulam in my besamedrish, and they wanted to have a nusach svad, mishpocha, have a simcha, they wanted to have a now nusach svad in my place over here. What right have I got to tell them over here to have a nusach Ashkenaz? No, minig amokim, that in these four walls, there's no such machaf.
Amen.